is escaping me should tell you something. People don't want those types of economic systems, those types of big government and state systems. They don't want them. And all you have to hang your hat on is you won the popular vote? There's obviously nothing popular about the people who voted in the popular vote, or people would be moving to New York. It would be like the reverse snake plissken. It would be like the New York reverse snake plissken, the escape from New York. You'd be getting into New York. It wouldn't be the prison planet it was in the movie. That's the whole idea, folks. They didn't want people in New York voting away the rights of people in the rest of the country. They wanted the rest of the country to have a say in how their country suffers. Funny how the people only objected. Now, before the election, an electoral college went to Democrats. All right, well, some damn bugs, you know, at the bugs, you know, on Twitter. Do you want to just call 877-313-1313?
La Isla Águila llega a ustedes con el patrocinio de Café Águila Roja, calidad certificada y arriba este año. Se entrega Centro de Soluciones, Arden Formel para hombres auténticos, Banco Popular, Banco de Apoyados que dicen siempre se puede. Siente la emoción del fútbol con manzana por sobón. Avanzar es cambiar la forma de ver las cosas. Grupo Aval, avanzar, dejar de ser, hacerlo. La de siempre, la que recomiendan los que saben. PPC, pizza, pollo y carne. Desenrédate con los planes con minutos ilimitados de Movistar. Te doy mi palabra, aguardiente de disfruta del entretenimiento sin salir de casa. Claro, con la nueva televisión de Claro estarás a un montón de entretenimiento. Baja de sus canales favoritos y Claro Video y encuentra series, películas y documentales desde tu control remoto. Espera para convertir tu televisor en todo un medio de entretenimiento. Compra Claro Video y empieza a pagarlo en el 2017. Llama ya al 1-800-800-800 y visita nuestro punto de venta.
This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health in risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Serving Midwest America from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. News Talk 760 WJR, Detroit.
Firing a top diplomat, hack hearings. I'm Chaz Henry. Aides to President-elect Trump are reportedly divided on who would make the best Secretary of State in the incoming administration. Correspondent Jim Acosta telling us, still no one seemingly clear frontrunner.
Transition source says, in addition to Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, retired General David Petraeus, retired Marine General John Kelly, and Senator Bob Corker are also in the running for the post.
A Democratic congressman from New York is encouraging hearings to look into reports that Russia was behind hacks and propaganda during the recent presidential campaign. Foreign Affairs Committee member Gregory Meeks.
All of our intelligence agencies have indicated that. And so whether it's WikiLeaks, whether it's these fake stories that were on the internet, they've perfected them to try to distort at least the thought process of the election.
And even with no evidence of election tampering, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein formally requested a recount of votes in Wisconsin. I'm Chaz Henry. The Pentagon says a U.S. sailor who died on Thanksgiving Day in the Middle East was from a Washington, D.C. suburb and part of a bomb disposal team.
This happened in Syria, and when the member's vehicle struck an improvised explosive device.
Defense spokesman Colonel John Dorian on the death of Senior Chief Petty Officer Scott Dayton. 42-year-old from Woodbridge, Virginia, was part of a multinational force fighting the group Islamic State in northern Syria. From Tennessee, we're learning that before this week's deadly school bus crash in Chattanooga, red flags had been raised about the school bus driver involved. Students and administrators had raised concerns about Johnson E. Walker. Records released by the school district today indicate two written statements by students complaining about Walker's driving. One said he would stop the bus to make students moving from their seats hit their heads. The school's principal had asked for video of the bus leaving campus, saying that in her opinion, he was driving way too fast. The Dow today closed up 69. I'm Chaz Hammer.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. It's Black Friday weekend, and if you're driving to the mall, turn around. Make it easy on yourself. Give your loved ones what they really want but rarely get, a perfect night's sleep with a set of Bull & Branch sheets. Bull & Branch sheets are the softest, most comfortable you'll ever sleep on. And because we only sell online, they cost a fraction of what you'd pay in the store. We have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents sleep on Bull & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. We make gifting easy. Shipping is free, and all of our sheets arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. No gift wrapping required. This weekend only, we're having our Black Friday sale at BullandBranch.com. Everything is on sale, from our award-winning sheets to our incredible bath towels and blankets. Go to BullandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BullandBranch.com.
La personería de Bogotá anunció que investigará los presuntos seguimientos irregulares que se realizaron en el canal capital aquí en la ciudad de Bogotá. Les insegura.
La personería de Bogotá anunció que ha comenzado la apertura de una investigación disciplinaria para determinar a los presuntos responsables de los seguimientos irregulares realizados por Canal Capital a algunos personales públicos. El ente de control aseguró que no se realizarán declaraciones sobre el tema por ser una actuación que se reserva. Este anuncio se da luego de que la actual administración de Canal Capital confirmara la existencia de archivos relacionados con presuntos seguimientos a periodistas y personajes de la vida nacional que datan de la